We are Fook and Lindsay on the Alt Morning Show on Alt 101.9, and we put in a call to Dr. Dunkley of Envision Cosmetic Surgery because we have a butt surgery question for him. But Dr. Dunkley is not here. He's on vacation, so we have his lovely assistant, Rochelle. And first question, where is he?
He is at scout camp.
Oh, come on. I was thinking Mykonos or Ibiza.
I know. He's got a bunch of vacations coming that are awesome, but this one is scout camp. So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, for the
not the funnest vacation ever, but he does it every year, so.
Well, hey, he'll get a badge for it.
That's right.
He'll
go to heaven. That's why I keep telling him.
I'm sure he'll meet a lot of future clients Boy Scout camp.
Oh, boy.
Well, he does pack a big old bag full of stuff in case he needs to play doctor, that's for sure. So.
Yeah, rhinoplasty scout badge.
That's right.
So the question we had, Rochelle, is we were just talking about this story about where this woman in Miami embezzled money so she could get herself a Brazilian butt lift. And the deal with the Brazilian butt lift, as we understand it, is that you get like some fat taken from some part of your body and then you get it injected into your butt. Is that right?
Right, yes.
Why haven't we been doing that forever?
Yeah, I've said that this is such a great idea. I've been saying, well, I mean, this is sad to say, but since I was like a kid, I'm like, that's what they should do is just take it from one spot and put it somewhere else. But
right. The problem we have, like with a lot of our patients, though, is there's not enough fat on their body. Like they'll come in these really skinny people and they want a big butt. Well, you can't. There's no way of doing that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So
we have that problem a lot.
Yeah, you know, that's the same problem we have with our listeners, is that they're too skinny.
Yeah, and just nobody would really work out. Well, so Fook then posed the question, why can't you take fat from somebody else's body?
You know what? That's funny you'd say that, because I said to him last week, we need to come up with this because I can't even imagine all the people that would donate their fat.
Right.
You know, there'd be so many. But yeah, they don't, it's not, he said he did hear of a doctor that once, the daughter needed something, needed fat for something on her body. I can't even remember what he said. And the mom, they took it and they did a little sample and they waited to see what happened and it worked. So then they injected the mother's fat into her and it did work. But it's not, you're not supposed to do that. So.
Is the whole idea is that somebody else's fat shouldn't go in somebody else's body in the same way that some people's, when they donate their organs, they are rejected by the host?
Yeah, and because a lot of it, like, this is cosmetic, you know what I mean? Like, with organs, obviously, they're going to try, you know what I mean? And it's more of a, they have to have it to live.
It's a necessity.
This is a necessity. This is, like, cosmetic, and so I don't know if they just figure it's not worth the risks involved or, I don't know.
I would be so embarrassed if somebody took fat from my belly and, say, Lindsay wanted it in her butt, and Lindsay's butt rejected my fat. I mean, there is nothing... Oh, your butt rejected my belly fat? Oh, really?
My butt can't even handle it. Yeah, right? Like, that's kind of a weird...
My butt said no.
Yeah, but right now, see, that's the thing is right now, butts are the in thing. Like, that's the, you know, they are, we do so much of that. And it used to be that, like, being the skinny, really tiny skinny was in. So
it's your butt.
You know, I always say that's his job security, because later when the skinny comes back in, he can suck everybody's butt out.
Yeah, right. For sure. Keeping up with the trends.
Well, I mean, it's so too funny. Bad. And if you're a person who has a couple extra pounds, that could be a cash cow for you if they could just sell their fat.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You guys would take it. They'd sell it. So they'd make a buck. They'd get a free lipo. And then you could take that fat and sell it to some poor, rich, buttless person.
We say that all the time to him. We're like, you got to come up with this. Like, you'd be... You know, you could retire. Like, this is, everybody always asks that. Well, can I bring my friend in?
Yeah.
If I don't have enough fat, can I bring my sister? It's like, no.
Well,
sorry.
We're talking to Rochelle from Dr. Dunkley's office. Dr. Dunkley's our cosmetic surgery advisor.
It would give a whole new meaning to fat farms. You know, like you'd
exactly.
be
right.
honing in the fat.
This stuff doesn't grow on trees.
Right.
No, but it does grow on Gary.
Yeah, exactly. Jesus.
It's always on the people that don't want it. You know what I mean?
Right.
These people that want it so bad. It's just like, I've had people come out of consultation, these girls, and they're so tiny, and they're like, I'm going to go home and try to put on some weight so that we can suck it out to put it in my bum. I'm like,
oh my gosh. Oh, no.
Oh, I love, no, but
personal
imagine how
problem,
fun that
you know?
Is.
Yeah.
Well, okay. That's probably another story. To wrap up, Rochelle, so basically, how many butts are you doing, say, a week? How many butts are you expanding in a week over there?
I'd say average four.
It's almost one a week day.
Yeah, well, because he only does surgery twice a week.
So he's got room for like two butts a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much maxed out on butts.
Oh, yeah. It's huge. Tummy tucks, and everybody puts out, as we suck the fat out with their tummy tuck, they want it in their butt.
Rochelle, you've been very informative.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And
You're welcome.
Tell the good doctor hi for us. I know that he's... Well, I'm just surprised he's not injecting Botox into the foreheads of the Beverly Hills Girl Scout troop in Catalina Island.
He takes plenty of those kind of trips, too. So don't get me wrong, but yes, he does the scout camp every year.
Rochelle, thank you again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Thanks, you guys.
Hmm. Well, we had the same idea.
Yeah.
We totally saw your butt.
Shove it up your butt.